Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to GRX Live, Everything Medical Marijuana. Today we're going to get into a little bit of politics, maybe a little bit of cultivation for definitely sure. And I'm here with my partner, longtime grower, longtime producer, DJ Monk.
Yes, I'm here, and I am on the technical side, GRX, so just go on with it.
Okay, well, today is a great day. We're going to start the summer solstice, and so today, everybody, is a great day to start growing. So how do we start? We start by germinating. So we're going to learn how to germinate a seed and get it into the process of growing legal medical marijuana. So the first step is to come across some seeds. That's the first step. It's illegal to purchase seeds through the U.S. postal system. So don't do that, people. Don't do that. That's
hold
a quick...
Hold on, GRX. You can't buy seed from the back of the magazine?
No, you cannot. Not in the United States, you can't. No, you cannot. That is a federal offense.
I didn't actually know that myself, but then again, I've never had to purchase seeds because I was smart enough to retain seeds from all of the good herb I've had.
Well, that's the way most people start. That's how I started 20-some-odd years ago. Bought a bag, was great, had a couple seeds, and I had to learn how to germinate. And from that process, I've been growing ever since. A little bit at a time, a lot of failure, a lot of heartache, but a lot of happiness on some ends of it. So let's get into the system and learn how to germinate.
So what does it mean to germinate? Our listeners may not even know what that word means.
Well, to germinate is to start a seed in its growth process. In other words, we need to get the seed to open up so that it can be put into some kind of form, whether it's dirt, whether it's hydrotin, whether it's rock wool, whatever your medium is, you need to germinate the seed so that it opens. If you try to put the seed directly into the dirt or your other mediums, what tends to happen is it will rot and will never open up. And you could put the seed in the wrong direction as well.
Or it'll be eaten by micro insects that go into seeds and eat the pulp of the seed.
Exactly. I wasn't trying to get them all that technical, but just letting them know that, you know, that's not how you want to start your seeds. That is definitely not how you want to start your seeds. You don't want to go straight into the dirt. Now, you can get lucky and throw some seeds out there and some come up, but generally...
As long as they're moist. But let me ask you, because in the third grade, and when I used to go visit my mother's classroom, every teacher always got plants in the window, and you have the avocado seed with the toothpick. And is that germination?
That is germination. That is germination. So if you remember about the pinto bean in the tissue and you see it sprouting, that is germination. That is when the seed opens up and starts its rooting process.
Well, you can't put toothpicks in a little old weed kernel seed, but tell us how to do it, bro.
Okay, well, this is real simple, and it's pretty much really quick. Get you some tissue, lightly damp the tissue, put it in a container, cover the seed up with the tissue, and let it sit for 3 days. You don't want it wet. You don't want to soak the seed in water. You just want it to be damp. You want the seed to have to reach out to the moisture to crack it open. So that takes about 3 days, roughly. And sometimes it may even stretch to 4 to 5, depending on the different styles and types of herbs that are out there. Some seeds germinate faster, some seeds germinate slower, but generally 3 days. And so we want to put it in a container and keep it in a cool, dark place. And again, if you have too much moisture, you're going to rot the seed. You're going to start a mold or a fungus on the seed, and that's pretty much it for your growing. It may crack open, but it won't be a very good plant because it started out wrong.
So if you see, like, silver whiskers around the seed, that means that you pretty much infected it. It's got mildew.
It's got mildew, and once it's at that stage, it's a wrap. You should just start over because you want to start with a good product going in so you have a good product coming out.
Now, why is this important? Because I learned years ago that unless I actually have seed stock, I can't create good weeds.
Well, generally, that is the truth. You got to have good seed stock to have good weed. But in the interim of saying somebody that's new to the game and they just come across some seeds, if they went to a dispensary or a co-op, as I like to really call them what they really are, go to a co-op, they get a bag, and it has some seeds in it. Generally, those seeds are generally healthy. They're generally brown with maybe a little bit of markings on them, and they're hard. They won't snap under the pressures of your fingers when you squeeze them together. Are generally good seeds. And again, you want to germinate them so that you can start the process of rooting. So you just don't want to put them into the soil, again, because it's going to get infected, it's going to be too moist, and you're going to cause yourself some heartache down the line. So if you just germinate in a simple, this is simple as it gets. Get you some tap water, let it sit out for 24 hours, and the reason why I say 24 hours, it lets all the chlorine leach out of the water, lightly damp your tissue, and not soaking it, and lay it across the top in a container in a cool, dark place. In roughly 3 days, the minimum amount of time is 3 days, your seeds will crack open, and then you're ready to transfer them into whatever medium that you want to go into, whether you're trying to do hydro or whether you're trying to grow outside. Now, the two terms, hydro and growing outside, would be geoponic, is meaning that it has some kind of dirt or some kind of aggregate around the seed. Hydro is strictly water, and there's no dirt involved, no rock wool, no hydrotin, none of that goodness that you go to the store and they try to pump in your head to get you to use. You don't have to use all of that. So the first step we get into is cracking the seed. When you open up your seeds to see after 3 days, you want to see a little white hair or with a little white tip coming out of the plant. Now, you then want to put it into the dirt or whatever your medium is, root down. So that little white piece that comes out, make sure it's pointing down. You don't want to put it pointing up because otherwise that's the root and it's going to reach to the surface. It's going to die. It's the head of the plant, which is the leaves, are going to go in deeper into the dirt and you won't have anything. So you want to make sure the tip is pointing down in the dirt, and you only want to push it into the dirt for roughly about a half an inch to an inch. Any more than that, you may lose it. So now it's just the time that you have to wait till it cresses out of the dirt. Germination is really simple. It's not technical. It's not hard, and you can do it. And I always say this, when you get a group of seeds, don't try to germinate 100 seeds at one time. Do them in small batches. And when I'm saying small batches, no more than 6 at a time. This way you can control what's happening as you're doing it. Because if you do a large batch, that means you got a lot of moisture and a lot of other problems that could happen, and you're going to lose a lot. This way you can control what's happening. And again, now was the time to start that because we're in the summer solstice, where the time frame is slowly shifting to shorter days. And so that's what's going to help us get to the end product in the end. But first, you got to start with germination. So that's where we're going to head out from germination. Now we're getting into the actual sprout. Now, even in your sprouting situation, you don't want to overwater. As the number one problem with most people with medical marijuana is they overwater their plants. The plant doesn't need a lot of water. It just needs to have moist soil. So to check the soil, I usually
call it a weed.
Huh?
That's why they call it a weed. It's a weed.
It's a weed. It's aggressive. It's an aggressive grower, and it doesn't take much. And you really don't have to do much once you have the sprout out of the ground. Again, just don't overwater it. You know, check the moisture by sticking your finger in the aggregate to your first joint of your finger. If it feels damp, it's good. Any more than that, it's not good. If you overwater it where you see standing water, it's bad for the plant because the plant needs to be able to breathe. And when it's in heavy water and the water's just sitting there, it can't breathe. It needs oxygen, just the same way you need oxygen. Those roots need oxygen.
Let me ask you a question. After you've germinated and you have the tail and you're ready to put it in soil, for instance, what size pot? Is it 2 inches, 3 inches, a cup of soil,
I always say keep it in a small situation, like a cup, an 8-ounce cup, a plastic Dixie cup, full of dirt. This way you can control how much water you putting on it. If you put it in a big pot, you tend to pour too much water, and the soil tends to stay a little bit damper than it needs to. And, again, we're dealing with a delicate sprout. So you don't want to overwater. And the problem is when you put it in a big pot, the tendency is to overwater or to underwater, and you still have a chance to lose it. In a small, confined situation, it's easier to manage how much water you put it into the cup and watching the soil and watching what it does. And then once it starts to get about 2 inches, now you can transfer it into a bigger situation. I usually like to step mine out from a cup to a 1-gallon pot, and then from a 1-gallon pot into a 3 to a 5 to a 10, depending on how big I think this plant needs to get, because it's confined by its root mass. So if you kept it in a small pot, you're going to have a small plant. If you put it in a bigger pot, you will have a bigger plant because it's dictated by the root mass.
Now, as one thing that you do, and as I'm listening to you, I'm learning, brother. I'm learning. I don't know it all, but there's one thing that you do that is very different from me, and I can see why I have not, in many cases, gotten the results I wanted because I wasn't doing it your way, and that thing is the moisture aspect. I tend to oversaturate the germinating process, and then I tend to go to big pots because, you know me, I got a lot going on.
Yeah, we both got a lot going on, but that's just how I was taught way back in the day, was to confine it in a smaller pot, get it to a certain state, and then transplant it from that state on.
That's my point. The ratio by which I lose plants is far greater than you. I lose more good seeds than you ever will because I was transferring them to larger containers, not realizing that if the container doesn't have enough moisture in it, the soil will suck up all of the moisture you put in and not feed the germinating plant. And so I just kind of figured that part out. You think that would be that simple. But
it's not really that simple. I mean, it's trial and error. And then, like I said, I've had a lot of errors in that, learning how to like I said, I one time had about 30 seeds. Oh, I'm going to germinate all 30. Well, that didn't work out. And two, you have to be careful with germinating because you don't want the tails, once the tails start to creep out, you don't want a long tail on your plant and then you trying to germinate that. Because what happens is it's looking for something to attach itself to. And so if the tail from out of a germinated seed is, say, about a quarter of an inch long, it's a little bit too long. You can still get it to maybe attach itself to the dirt, but it's a little bit too long. You just want the seed just to crack open. You want the seed or the plant from the seed to do all the work. You don't want the work to be done before you put it into the dirt.
Wow, that was so smart. I was told that when you germinate a seed, and in the first 2-3 weeks of putting that into a soil or a medium, you do not need to do anything other than make sure it's watered properly, probably the first week or two, until, because a lot of folks don't realize that when that seed cracks open, those two white opaque bulbs in there with the tail looking like an embryo coming from it at the base, those two little bulbs.
Right. Those are the first leaves coming out, and they have everything that they need. You don't need to
fertilize. You don't need no fertilization.
You don't need to do anything. Tendency is when you fertilize a seed, its tendency is what we consider it to be too hot. In other words, you burn the seed up. You burn the plant up because it already has everything that it needs. It's already perfect in its existence, so to speak. When God made that seed, he gave it everything that it needs. He didn't give it nothing that it wouldn't need. All it needs is just a little water to start its process.
I'm going to take you one step up, Brian. You might want to go to a break. But when God made that seed, he made everything perfect to the end result of the plant. That plant actually does not need anything if you want to grow a plant. But if you want to grow a consumable plant, something that you would want to share with your other patient friends, then you need to really tune in here, because then the plant needs nutrients. It needs some TLC, right, GRX?
It does need some TLC. It does need a little bit of trimming. I'm not saying that the process is easy, but to start the first process is to crack the seed. And then after that, I would tell you, once you crack the seed and you get it into a bigger pot, just watch the plant grow. Just water it. Don't do anything special to the plant. Just watch it grow.
I would say this, GRX, to all our listeners. Particularly, I met a young brother today who has found out about us, and he's interested in learning how to grow. And so I asked him, do you believe in Jesus? He said, yes. And I gave him an eighth week with seed. I said, now you'll grow. That's what happened.
And that's what happens. We give it away so we can get it back. That's the whole process about this show. We give it away to get it back. The game ain't to be sold, no way, shape, or form, because if we're trying to sell it, we ain't going to get back what we need from our gardens. So we got to be giving and taking. So let's just take a quick short break, and we'll come back with some newness.
Yes, yes, let's do that. I don't have no papers on me, man. I need to shut it down. GRX, you're live.
Well, you know, everything's better with a little bag of weed, so you just got to figure out how to use that little bag of weed.
that brother just said he had 100 weight of collie weed coming from Sinta.
Yeah, so, you know, again, we get back into this growing thing. it's easy, but it can be difficult. But we need to keep it simple. Is the simplest way that I've learned how to keep my gardens growing is to keep it simple. I don't overdo anything. I let the plant dictate to me what it needs or what it doesn't need. You know, and right now, me and my partner Marty here, we've been growing for some time, and we start our seeds whenever we want to start our seeds. And in doing so, we've learned that it's better to start at the summer solstice to get a better product. And not saying a better product, but an easier product, because the weather is better, the heat is better, all of that is just better during that period and point in time.
Well, what we're doing is growing with the seasons, the same season that your mother and grandmother and your father and grandfather and my grandmother and my mother and my father grow with, and they use almanac. And so we're just making it condensed because we have that knowledge, and growing medical marijuana is no different than growing tomatoes from seed. And please don't put them next to each other. That, oh no, the worms will kill your medical marijuana. But
the worms will kill it. The mildew will kill it, because a lot of people don't know that tomatoes grow with powder mildew attached to them. So you got to be careful.
Tomatoes are actually fruit, and everybody think they're vegetables. And they grow from a vine. And if you look closely at that earth, you will see little gray mildew-looking hairs that are actually roots. So tomatoes start a little different. But if you can grow tomatoes and African violets, you can successfully grow any and all medical marijuana.
Right. But the difference is, this is just quick, we're getting off the subject. For those who like tomatoes, this is the quickest way to start a tomato plant. Get a ripe tomato, let it kind of get soft and bruised up, cut it in quarter-inch pieces, lay it on top of the dirt, and then cover it lightly with dirt and water and walk away. Guarantee you'll be sprouting seeds within probably a week to 2 weeks. You'll have maybe close to 30, 40 seeds that are starting to grow into plants immediately. I've done it. I've just done it. So I got 50 Roma tomatoes plants out there from one bad tomato plant, one bad, you know, tomato. So it works.
But they are not by his medical marijuana plant.
They are not. They're in separate gardens. My medical marijuana in its own place, its own garden, for legal reasons and for not to get caught up with any insects or mildews or any of that other kind of stuff. So I try to keep them away from the fruit or the vegetable aspect, because the fruits and vegetables carry different things that can attach to your plants and mess the plants up. So we're not even going that far into it. We're just going to stick with this germination and the sprouting of your plants. So I don't want to confuse you and make you think that this is, oh, something I can't do. This is something you can do. So, again, after germination, you keep it in a small container. Once you've got a sprout out, let the sprout reach about maybe 2 inches. And then out of that Dixie cup, you could keep it in the Dixie cup, actually, for about 2 to 3 weeks before you transplant it. I tend to, once it's sprouted and it's 2 inches, I move it to the next bigger pot, which is a gallon-sized pot. And after that, I let it sit in the gallon-sized pot maybe 2 to 3 weeks or better before I move it into either a 5-gallon or a 10-gallon pot.
Why
depending on how I feel like I'm going to grow for the solstice, how I'm going to do what I'm going to do. This year, I went with the bigger pots, less plants. So I got bigger bushes than I would normally have. Right now, I can look out my back door, look at my plants. I got plants that are probably right now roughly 4 to 5 feet tall.
Wow.
And I only got six. I'm keeping it straight legal. I only got six. So out of that six, man, I know that I can easily produce what I need to keep me going throughout the year. You know, don't let greed get caught into your mind, because if you start to be greedy, you start to get illegal. So don't let the greed make you illegal. Just stay with inside the system and grow what the system allows you to grow, and you'll be okay. Again, here in California, in Southern California, I should say, the limit is 6 adult matured plants and 12 immature plants. It's not and, it's or. So you can't have both. Understand what the laws have to say. Now, the laws are set up so that you can process and keep it going, but you got to be smart about it, because they figure with 12 immature plants, you're going to lose some. And you will, because of the mistakes that we make, we will, unless you've been growing for a long time, and you won't. But then if you stay legal, now you got 6 plants that you got to get rid of.
You can start with 20 plants, and you're going to still lose damn near almost 25-50% of them. So, because half of them going to be males, and you can't do nothing with that.
Right, and that's a whole nother session in itself, how to pick out what's a male versus a female. And you don't want them both in your same garden, otherwise you're going to get a CD product.
Let me ask you a quick question in the topic, but not off, but kind of off, but in the topic. Because I trained a brother how to grow, and he did everything right but the last part. I told him you never commingle your germination. So he was growing from seed, doing his thing, but then he put them all in the same pot. And I counseled him against that, and now he grew some nice, tight, funky, stanky, danky stuff, but he never got to the full potential of either plant because they were all in a limited space grown tied them together.
And see, and that's the problem, too. Like, again, remember I said pot size dictates how big the plant will actually get. So if you cram in 4 and 5 plants in one pot, you're not going to get what you're looking for. And then you're going to get plants that are growing at different stages, and it can affect your end product. Because you can start to say, well, this one looks ready, but it's not quite ready. And now you got plants that are starting to mold, mildew, just over-ripening, I should say. It's just like any fruit tree. If it over-ripens, now you have a different situation that you're dealing with.
Can we say this, GRX? I'm going to go all the way back to your beginning with the seed and why it's important to germinate. And I would suggest this to all these listeners, that you start with all the same seed sort. Do not pick different seeds from different places. Oh, this was some chronic, this was some fire. No. If you go to a reputable dispensary and ask for particularly hybrid outdoor, it may have seed quality. And if it's good smoke, then you take all of the seeds from one plant as opposed to mixing them in your germination strategy, okay? So if you're going to commingle plants, then you're only commingling one strain. However,
well, that's very important, because you want to start out with just one strain. Again, you want to learn how that plant grows. And so if you've got
They want to learn how any plant grows, not
right.
how that grows.
So if you're throwing 50 different sources in, and then now you got 50 different popping up, it's going to be really confusing for you. So let's just keep it simple. One seed source, and we go with the one style of plant, whatever it is, whether it's a hybrid, whether it's an indica, whether it's a sativa, just one seed source, and then grow from that. I miss saying that, but that's part of the Bible. One seed source at a time. Even if you're a veteran in the game, it's easier to grow in one seed source at a time versus trying to co-mingle all your seeds together and then germinate it. Again, because they're going to open up at different times and do different things. And so this way, if you just keep them separate, you can watch what each source does.
We're out.
higher I get, the better I like you. We're out. Join us back next week, and we'll get more back into cultivation.
Thank you, G to the R to the X. We'll be back. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow is Real Talk, Real Politics, folks. And we got a lot of politics to talk about. Donald Trump has lost his mind, and Hillary Clinton ain't far behind. Feel free to join me, GRX.
I think that I will, sir. I think that I will.
Well, I'll hit you back. I ain't gonna